At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Real quick, if you missed the announcement yesterday on the show, would you like to sit with none of your friends in a suite at the Coldplay show at Gillette? Of course you would. Well, it's called Carson's Cold Plunge for Coldplay. It is happening this Friday here at the radio station. And all you have to do is come down by 7:30 and you could have a shot at dunking me in a tank. Big thank you to Perfect Parties USA for providing us with the dunk tank. So you come down here, we're going to draw names for people that get to do it. Not only are you going to get the suite for you and nine other people, but you're also going to go backstage and meet Coldplay.
Woo!
Now, I know you're not really interested in dunking me in an ice cold water bath at 7:30 in the morning. It's just a part of the thing we have to do. That's the part we don't really care much about, right, Kennedy? That's just secondary.
Yeah, nobody wants to do
nobody,
that.
I know. It's going to be tough to find people that want to come here and take a shot at that. I know we don't have any people out there that, you know, grew up playing baseball or softball or pretty good shots, you know, with their arm, got that strong arm situation.
Everybody loves the Friday free for all. Nobody would ever want to dunk you for that.
So again, Carson's Cold Plunge for Coldplay this Friday morning here at the radio station. If you need details, check any of our socials at Mix1041. Check our website, Mix1041.com. That'll give you the address where we're located. You have to be here this Friday morning by 7:30 to have a shot at that. And listen, you might put me in some ice cold water and win yourself a suite for 10 at Coldplay at Gillette Stadium coming up next week, and then also get a chance to meet the band as well.
People are asking if they can bring their own ice to make it colder for you.
You do what you like, friends.
Oh, by the way, it's Hot Take Tuesday.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
All right, Tom the movie guy is in for Hot Take Tuesday. What do you got, my friend?
Hey, guys, I got two. You know, people go into a supermarket for 20, 30 minutes to go around the store, go around, pick their groceries, go through the cashier, but they can't put their damn carriage away.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
You know,
it
and
is said.
I got a quick one.
No. One hot take per Tuesday, I think.
His second one's good.
Oh, it is? Okay. All right, we'll let him have two then. Let Kennedy comment on the first take, please.
Just one thing. It is said that you can tell a lot about a society by looking at parking lots and how many people put away their shopping carts and how many don't.
It is such a...
because it means that people don't care about their
when
community.
People don't put it back.
Everybody in Japan would put their carriage away.
They clean up after baseball games, Dan.
All right, what's your other one, real quick? Behind.
Proper structure out
my
there.
My other one is I am sick. I was at BJ's the other day. I'm sick and tired of people that are like 40 years old in a Mercedes, having the people fill their carts, bring it out to their car, and put it in their car while they sit there. If they're not elderly or a veteran or a mother to be or anything like that. Get out of your damn car and go do it yourself.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Okay, that was a good one, Dan. You were right.
So you don't like the...
Wait, what? No.
Can't you pay to have them shop for you?
Correct. I do it all the time.
Oh, Kennedy's upset with this one, Tom.
I'm not upset. I'm just saying that there are specific places that you can park if you're going to pull up and just have your stuff.
Why can't you go in
and
get it yourself? You have two legs.
You're not elderly or a veteran or a mother-to-be.
Right.
Because it's a service that they offer, so why wouldn't I?
Well, then park in the back. Stay out of our way, please.
But I'm not in your way. You can't park. You can't park in that parking spot unless you're picking
people
up.
Order two things.
I park in that spot all the time, by the way.
See, you're part of the problem. How dare you? What kind of human being are you?
I park always park number 1, 2, 3, or 4. I park in one of those spots all the time because they're always empty at my local grocery.
They're empty because they're waiting for some...
Oh, she's mad at you.
What would you say if somebody parked in the veterans parking spot? Or the new mom's parking?
Oh, we'd have to do a 7-minute break about it the next time.
I am not here for you.
I ain't got time for it.
Selfish man.
Oh, talk your talk.
Walk my walk.
I'm not sure who this is. This help?
Are we on hold?
Oh, I don't know. Somebody put us on hold. Oh, that's pretty fire.
That's taking me down for my hot takes. It's more relaxing.
Diane is from Danvers. Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have?
So I hate sitting at a green light when everybody's going right on red.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Oh, so that people aren't waiting for the traffic that's coming across them and they're cutting out in front of them. That is the worst.
Yeah, people don't know how to use right on red. You're supposed to wait till all the
you
people
do not
that
have the right of way,
go
correct.
First.
I'm going to say most times you don't have the right of way. You think you might, but I promise you, you don't. If there's a yield sign, it's not a merge.
Can I tag on to yours? Can I add something to yours?
One only.
Sure. I hate that the Commonwealth is getting rid of the right on red. The right on red is a wonderful idea.
Who's getting rid of the right on red?
The Commonwealth in every neighborhood now, you pull up to a red light and says, no right on red, no right on red, no right on red, no right on red.
That's more of a suggestion to me.
It's not.
It's not.
Do you know why?
Because
it's because you can't see the cars coming. It's not because they hate you.
I do it right down here at Western Ave, and there is no, you can see everything. There's no pedestrians. It's just Cambridge being dumb.
Okay, that's just the most insane thing I've ever heard.
There's no one coming. I'm going. Hot take.
Lisa from Quincy, Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have?
Rules are trash.
Oh, my God. Everybody calm down.
Thank you very much.
We need the relaxing hold music
again. Thank you very much. Thank you.
What do you have, Lisa?
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Sorry.
People who shorten words. Use the whole word.
Like what?
Don't be trendy or lazy. Gorge. Use.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Say the damn word.
Tuesday.
I don't know, Lisa. That's kind of sus.
Yeah, that's. I don't think that's very adorbs of you.
My worst is LMK. No, I won't LMK. If you want me to let you know, then ask me to let you know.
At least that's shorthand typing.
I can't take it.
People do it with their mouth. It's like you can't say the syllables.
Oh, I need to take a lap, y'all.
Love. Thank you to everybody that shared their hot takes for Hot Take Tuesday. If you didn't get through this morning, hold on to it. We'll do it again next week.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.